It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? As I was brushing my teeth last night, I felt how tender my gums were after having been to the dentist. And I also looked up a book that I had remembered. It's a book about animals. But the first part of it shows animals and a little picture of one of the animal's teeth. I'll show you. Here's a German Shepherd dog. And down here shows what one of that German Shepherd dog's teeth looks like. You know what that is? An alligator. And that's what one of the alligator's teeth looks like. That's a beaver. Those are the two front teeth of the beaver there. What's that orangutan playing with? Orangutan tooth down there? That's a dolphin. That swims around in the water. One of its teeth looks like that. Isn't it interesting to see the different teeth on the different animals? This is a barracuda. It's a fish. Tooth like that. What about that hippopotamus? Does it have its mouth open or closed? Open, and there is its big tooth. What about the lion? Is its mouth open or closed? It's closed, and there's one of its teeth. Different animals with different looking teeth. Now what about that wood thrush? That's a bird. No teeth. No, it doesn't have any teeth, but it has a bill. It uses its bill for cracking seeds and digging down into the ground. And the same thing with the red-headed woodpecker. No teeth, but uses its bill. Thought you'd be interested in that. And I have a little film over here somewhere with other animals in it. This is it. Just wanted to see if you could tell me what these animals are. Some of the animals are on farms. There's some fish. They're mothers and father animals and some babies. Just take a look on picture. See if you know what these animals are. Did you know many of those animals? That last one that was standing like this was a water buck. It's a kind of a large antelope. Oh, there's the telephone. I like to see animals, don't you? Hello? France, where are you? Oh, I thought maybe you'd come back. I see. Oh, well, everything over there seems in good shape. Yeah, well, I'll check on it again. Yes, we'll be glad to see you. All right, fine. Have a good time. Goodbye. That was Francois Clemens. He said he'd be back tomorrow or the next day. He just wondered how things were here. Why don't we go over to his studio and check and see how things are there? All right? I think I have the key. Yep. There's the key to his place. I like to keep my promises. Sure. I promised him that we would check on it every once in a while. So come around the corner to Francois Clemens' studio. Things look in order here. Play the piano while I'm here. Won't make any thunder today. I don't think that's this thing making. That sounds like a duck or something. Can you hear that? Mr. Bailey.
Speedy delivery.
Well, speedy delivery to you. How did you know I was here?
Well, I saw you walk down the street, so I was on my way here to deliver some animal sounds.
Who are they for?
They're for Francois Clemens. He put the order in quite a while ago, and they finally arrived, so here they are.
Well, he's not here right now. That is funny. You think we'd be allowed to use
it? Oh, I don't think they'd mind.
Let's sit down here on the floor and see. Animal sense. Was that a duck you were doing?
I'll show you how that one works. That's a duck sound. Just go like this. That's a duck.
You know, I was playing this piano over here, and as I was playing, I could... The sound kept coming, and I thought, what in the world is that? I thought maybe it was inside.
It was me going,
I'm going to go over and turn that piano off.
All righty.
And you do one while I have my back turned, okay? All
see
right. If I can guess what it is.
Okay, here's another one. That's a different kind of bird. It's a bird, though. It's usually a black bird or a...
Crow?
Crow, that's it. That's a crow's call.
Crow,
okay, now here's one a little different. This is not a whistle. Now you hold that. Now turn it over slowly. And turn it back over slowly.
I don't know what that is.
It's saying, listen. Baa.
Oh, it sounds like something crying. Is that supposed to be a sheep?
It's a little lamb.
Oh, a little lamb.
A lamb cried. Okay, here's another one. You try this and you just go, you hit that one.
You hit it. What in the world is that?
Well, that's a squirrel's call.
Oh, a squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose Francois's going to use these for?
I guess with some of his pupils, maybe. Oh, this is a different one. This has a string on it. Wind the string like this. Let's see if I can do it from sitting down here. And you twirl it around. It makes a different bird sound.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Want to try?
Sure. I never heard of anything. See what that looks like. Look at that, it's just a little cylinder with a slit along the side.
I guess when the air hits it, it makes a little bird sound.
Hmm.
Now I have one more in here you may know.
Maybe he'd ask his students to make sounds like this. Could be.
Okay.
What is that?
Let's see. I don't think we tried that one. That's a different one.
Sounds like that other one.
Well, I think this one is saying meow.
Meow. Meow.
Well, now, here's one in here that you'll know. You can't miss this one.
What
this,
is it?
Well, let's see if you can guess this one. Let's go.
Meow. Meow.
That's a cow, so I want to try that one.
Sure. He'd probably get his students to make noises like this.
Well, and that's the animal sounds I brought to Francois Clemens. Can I try just this one? So, you know, crows fly.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm gonna very, very busy today, so I think I'll just fly away. You know, they say that sometimes, you know.
Okay, so, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely.
Good day. Speedy delivery.
Good day.
Speedy delivery.
Francois will be back any day now.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Close your eyes and see if you know which one I'm doing. Are they closed? That's nice, isn't it? Yeah, that's that little one. Why don't we have some make-believe? I think I'll use this one for make-believe. Reminds me of Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Yeah.
Why don't we pretend that Harriet Elizabeth Cow and Lady Aberlin are talking together, and Lady Aberlin is going to tell Harriet Elizabeth Cow about the opera. Okay.
I can get Harriet for you, but we're awful busy.
Well, Don Quixote was the one who said she was over here, Lady Elaine.
Well, she is. She's here helping me. What do you want her for?
I wanted to tell her about the opera.
Oh, a new opera. Woo! Mischief maker. I'll go get her.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Harriet! Harriet!
What is it? I'm so big with... so busy with one thing and another, I just don't want to... Oh! Hello, Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Harriet.
I suppose you're surprised to see me here, huh?
Well, no, not really. Don Quixote told me you were over here helping Lady Elaine.
Oh. I'll say, there's plenty to do everywhere.
Well, I just wanted to tell you about the opera.
Lady Elaine says they're great fun.
Oh, they sure are. Mm-hmm. We can have just about anything we want in them.
Well... I could, and people actually will sing the story, you mean?
Oh, yeah, they do. We sing, and Reardon helps us, and we all have a great time.
Well, I could never be in it, though.
Why not?
Well, you've never heard of a cow in an opera, have you?
There's a first time for everything, Harriet. A first time for everything.
Well, I just didn't think that
it
would be possible.
I mean, I think you'd really enjoy it.
What's that I hear?
Oh, that's Reardon himself.
Oh. He sounds like he's coming here.
He's probably looking for us.
Oh, I was just looking for you at someplace else.
Oh, well, I'm helping here today.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Harriet Elizabeth, this is Reardon. Reardon, Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
How do you do? You're just the one I was looking for.
You, wanted to see me?
Of course. I would like to hear you moo.
Oh, I thought perhaps you'd want to hear me sing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Please, moo first.
Oh, well, I'm much too busy for mooing. And anyway, what's an opera star want with moos?
Well, I'm practicing farm animal sounds. You know, like... rawr, rawr, and quack, quack, quack. Like that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What for?
Well, didn't King Friday tell you?
Tell me what?
Well, Handyman Negri wants the opera to be on a farm.
A farm?
Yes.
With a cow in it?
Well, at least one cow. I was thinking of two even.
Oh, two cows. Mm-hmm.
Harriet Elizabeth could be one cow.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And I could be the other cow. I'd really like to play the part of the
well,
cow.
Well, no, I was thinking, of the farmer's wife or daughter or well, someone like that for your part.
I'd really rather play the part of a cow.
You would.
Moo.
Well, no, let me see. Why don't you two try mooing together for me? A little moo audition.
No, honey, like this. Put your head down. Mm-hmm.
It starts very deep, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Very good.
That's it.
Hey, let's groove a little.
Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. What does that mean, groove?
You mean you don't know? Have you never heard of a groovy cow? A movie cow, a soothy cow? Have you never heard of a movie cow? Have you never heard of such?
Of a movie cow. I would like that very much.
Good. You know, this farm opera of ours is going to be different from any other opera we've ever done.
I'll say. Oh, what can the story be about?
Well, we have two cows.
You could be the farmer.
Oh, yes, I'd like that.
Oh, old MacReardon had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm he had
two cows.
Harriet, you could be the mother cow.
Mm-hmm. Of course you could.
And I could be the daughter cow. At first I could be very sad.
First you're a sad cow. Yeah, would you like that idea, Ms. Cow?
I'll say. But right now, I have to get back to my work. I'm helping Lady Elaine with her cataloging.
Oh, all right. Oh, by the way, I have it here on the list. Would you see if Lady Elaine has a music box in there among all those things?
Music box? Mm-hmm. Do you want one?
Yes, you see, I had this idea that one might fit very well into your part of the opera.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I saw one. Let me just check once. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad Harriet's going to be the opera.
Now, we're going to have to think something about a costume for you.
I want to look something like her.
She should be very feminine, you know, a little
girl. I was right. I was right. Here's one.
Oh, there is one. That looks very nice. Let me open it and see what it plays.
Good night. Well, that's just perfect. Really is.
Well, what do you mean it's perfect?
Well, you see, I was thinking that there could be a part between you and me where you call me on the telephone and then you say, a farmer to your barn come near. Farmer, won't you please come here?
To your barn come, to your barn come here.
Farmer, won't you please come here?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, nice.
That's it.
That's
really it. Mm-hmm. Well, now, we'll let you know more about your part later on, Mother Cow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Farm opera. That is a surprise, isn't it?
I'll say.
It certainly is. Let's go tell your uncle that we have things already started for the opera, okay?
Fine. We'll see you later, Harry.
All right, you two.
Farewell. Mm-hmm.
Negri, handyman Negri. Negri, where are you? Handyman.
Oh. I hear you call for Joe.
That's right.
I hear you calling for Negri.
Yes, I am.
Well, here's your Joe. So.
So I told Reardon that you wanted to have a farm opera and you wanted to be in it.
Oh, terrific.
Yes.
I want to sing on a farm.
Of course you do.
I want to sing on a farm.
Yes.
I'll sing all day there.
Hey, that sounds fine,
well,
handyman.
Thank you very much.
King Friday.
Handyman Negri will be in your opera, of course.
Oh, well, of course, if he wants to be.
Yeah. Will it be on a farm?
Oh, yes, it will. And Lady Aberlin is going to play the part of a cow.
A cow.
Mm. Will they both be cows?
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see how the story turns out, King Friday. Oh, would you excuse me, please?
Yeah.
Yoshi is going to give me a flying lesson in just 3 and a half.
Oh, good.
We can work more on the opera tomorrow, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll
farewell.
Have a good night.
Farewell.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Do you know any groovy moves?
Groovy moves, let's see.
Or movie grooves, either one. Opera should be fun. Why don't you think up a story like that and make up your own? You could, you know. You might even want to sing a moo song like Lady Aberlin made up. Well, we'll put this moo back. I turned off the piano before. Everything's in order here. When Francois comes back, we could think about him being in the opera. Yeah. And Yoshi, too. Good picture of her there. Well, let's get back to my place. All right? Start thinking about tomorrow. I'll lock the door out here. Come on over to my place.
Roger,
you. Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery and quack quack to
quack,
you.
Quack quack to you.
I was just coming by to have you sign the Francois delivery.
Should I sign my name or his?
Well, sign your name and then put his initials down, all righty?
All right. F.C.
F.C. is right.
Francois Clemens.
All righty.
You
and
have
I...
a lot of deliveries there.
Yes, I do. A lot of deliveries. And a moo to you.
Moo to you, Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Good day.
Delivery.
I like it out here. Do you ever feel as if you'd just like a little quiet time? Just some time with one other person. Just for once. Just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's be alone. With nobody else to tell us. Do this, do that. Sit down, get up, come back. No. nobody else, but nobody else but you, just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's play alone. With nobody else we'll build us a house with a garden. And no, no, nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's stay alone. And I'll be the only one with you, and you'll be the only one with me. I'll talk with you, you'll talk with me, just we two. Nobody else but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once. Little quiet time. You and I. Well, there's a lot that we'll be doing tomorrow. With moves and songs and opera talk. And we'll have a good time, you and I. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.